Hi, Emily Abuya is here with us today. Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. And I know you teach at Russell Sage and you're mm-hmm. a chemistry professor.
Yeah.
But I also know that, first of all, you've agreed to join the advisory board for Nature Lab here at the Sanctuary, which we really are excited about.
I'm excited too.
And we are working on some projects coming up, mm-hmm. one of which is around water quality mm-hmm. and environmental justice. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a big issue historically right. Because of things like Flint, Michigan, mm-hmm. and what happened in Hoosick Falls around here and right. lots of other places. Mm-hmm. And I know you feel the same way and very passionate about this mm-hmm. issue, but you told me you were doing some work in Kenya.
Yeah.
And that a lot of your research comes from Kenya. So
yeah.
I wondered if you could talk to us about what you were doing there and what your relationship was to that area and how you ended up sort of bringing that research here.
Okay. So first of all, when I was working at Russell Sage, I was working on a different project because I'm a trained inorganic chemist. And so my research was mainly focusing on designing nanomaterial catalysts for environmental remediation. Mostly the catalyst, I was using them to clean up water that's contaminated with dyes, mm-hmm. like, you know, cloth dyes once they're washed into the river. I was trying to find a mechanism of using nanomaterial catalysts to clean up the dyes. Mm-hmm. But as I started working in Sage is a liberal arts college. We don't have a large chemistry major population. We don't have as many students for that type of work. And we need advanced equipment, you know, which we don't necessarily have in our labs. So I decided to shift my research agenda to something that was more practical and something that could be done by students either in chemistry or biochemistry, students in their first year or second year, at whatever level of, you know, their college careers they would be. So I noticed that in the Capital District, there was a lot of water quality issues. And so I decided to shift my research agenda in that direction. And particularly, I was more interested in water quality because I come from Kenya. Mm-hmm. Kenya is a third world country, which means that a lot of the neighborhoods, especially in the rural areas, don't have access to clean water. There's not, highly, you know, sophisticated water treatment plants or water distribution systems. So you find that residents just use the water that they have access to, which is mostly water in boreholes or water in unprotected wells or water in rivers, which usually end up being highly contaminated with microbiological contaminants. And so my research agenda, because it was around water quality, I wanted the focus to the case study to be in Kenya. And so I wrote a grant to the EPA and I requested for some money to do a water quality testing for the water in that specific community in Kenya. And then my students and I proposed a method for cleaning, a very simple, cost-effective method for cleaning water that's contaminated in bacteria. Mm-hmm. And this method is called SODIS, solar disinfection. Mm-hmm. So pretty much just taking contaminated water, putting it in a plastic bottle, and exposing it to the sun for a couple of hours. So this grant was supposed to be a student-led project. So that's I had fantastic. The idea, but the students developed the project.
Wow. And what city was this in? And by the way, I just want to say that we're speaking with Emily Abuya, who's here from Russell Sage College, mm-hmm. a chemistry professor, talking about her work in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And what city was it in Kenya? Or was it in various places?
In Kisumu, Kisumu, Kenya. Mm-hmm. Kisumu is one of the cities just by the Lake Victoria. It's a rural community, which, you know, is where our main case study was. Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. And you said that before I reintroduced you that you were working with, this was really a student-led project.
Yes.
So how did that work?
The EPA funds a national design competition challenge, which gives specific schools grant money to have students design a project, execute it, and be really part of the drivers in that project. So when I proposed this idea to the EPA and the project got funded, I had to work with a group of students from Russell Sage who are part of the process of coming up with a, you know, with a research problem, coming up with the methods of study, planning the whole process of getting the data and actually doing the research. And some of the students did travel with me to Kenya to execute the project. So after a whole year of planning, I traveled with three of the students to Kenya and they actually executed the research work. They tested the water from 160 residents and proceeded to test the water to see whether the SODIS method that we had proposed actually works or not.
And, yeah, so that was and what really happened? What did you find?
We found that A, the water is highly contaminated. Mm. The water from, we tested about five water sources that were the ones that were mostly used by the residents from that community. And all the water sources were contaminated with both coliforms and E. coli, which is a fecal indicator for microbiological contamination. We also found that the same water that we took from the sources, we tested it with the SODIS method. And SODIS was actually able to get rid of all the bacteria in all the water samples by about 5 hours of exposure time. So we found that SODIS is a method that can potentially be used as a cost-effective method for water treatment.
So 5 hours of exposure time to the sun?
To sunlight.
That's it? That's so simple. That's so amazing.
Don't need chlorine. We don't need filters. You don't need any other chemical that is put in the water. You just take the water, expose it to the sun, wait for a couple of hours, and then the UV rays or UV radiation in the sun will actually go in and get, you know, kill the bacteria in the water.
That's incredible. Yeah. Do you think that the sunlight is different in Kenya than it is here? I mean, does it have any kind of effect? Would it have the same effect here?
It would have the same effect anywhere. It's just that Kenya has, you know, lies literally along the equator. You know, the equator, you know, is right above Kenya. So we have that advantage of having the sun throughout the year, you know, so it's a resource that never, it's always there.
Right.
So because that resource is always there, it's the main resource that's required for the SODIS treatment. And so why not use it? That's all they need. They don't need to buy any other chlorine. They don't need to buy a filter. They don't need to buy anything. All they need is a plastic bottle, which could be a water bottle that's been used up. And then you put the water there and just leave it out in the sun. So it's really cost effective. It's very simple and it works.
You know? Wow. Yeah. That's really incredible. It's such a brilliant way of bringing together the sort of environment that you're working in and then these very simple kind of means of treating something that's a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, SODIS is just one of those methods that is not only it's not only limited to like a country that does not have a centralized distribution system. There are some cases where if we have flooding, let's say in the U.S., we have flooding, you know, due to a natural disaster. It means that our water distribution system will be compromised. In that specific example, it means that we will not be able to use water from our tap because it's most likely going to be contaminated. So then SODIS would be like an emergency procedure that people could use in case, you know, your water is contaminated or it's been mixed up with the sewer. And so you would be able to take that SODIS and apply it to that system in case of a natural disaster.
This has been an amazingly fascinating conversation, and I hope that you will consider coming back and continuing this talk with us again soon.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.